The past couple of days we've been talking about the shita of the Ran regarding Heseba. We know the Gemara and Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph says that one is required to do Heseba for all four of the Dalet Kosos. Gemara has a Shaila whether really Rav Nachman says that the Chiyuv to do Heseba for Dalet Kosos is only for the first two or for the last two. But the Gemara concludes, since we don't know which way it goes, Hashta did marhachi v'it marhachi, idi v'idi bo Heseba. So the Ran is his famous question that if Sveka de Rabbanan Lakula and the mitzvah of Heseba is only de Rabbanan, why shouldn't we be Mekel for all of them? We shouldn't have to do Heseba at all. So the Ran says either because it's a milsad les beitircha, we're not going to rely on Sveka de Rabbanan Lakula, or because if we rely on Sveka de Rabbanan Lakula over here and we say that you don't have to do Heseba at all, then it'll turn out that we'll be Oka the Takan Lagarmi. We can't do that. If we'll be Oka the Takan Lagarmi, then we don't say Sveka de Rabbanan Lakula. We mentioned last time that before the Ran actually gets to his main point, this idea that we don't say Sveik Drabban Lakula if we'll be okay the Takana completely, the Ran adds another idea, and I'd like to discuss this idea with you today. The Loshon of the Ran is Veli Nira Dal Karchach Boy Lemebed Eseba Bakulu, the Neza Lakula Amai Nokil Bahani Tfe Mehani. Obviously, you have to do a Seba with all of them, because if we're going to go Lakula, if we'll say Sveka Drabban Lakula, why should we be Mekel in these more than those? The Nokel Betarvai, when if we'll be Mekel with all of them and not do a Seba at all, Hamiakra Mitzvah Seba Lagamri. So his main point is the last point, that if we'll be Mekel entirely and say Sveka Drabban Lakula tells me that you don't have to do a Seba at all, so then we'll be Oka the Takana completely. The question is, what does he mean in the beginning? If we're going to go Lakula, meaning when we're not going to go Lakula completely, we'll go Lakula and say that you don't have to be Mesiv for all of the Dalet Kosos, but only for one set. Amai Nekel Bahani Tfei Mehani. Why should we Mekel with these more than those? Why should we say that you have to be Mesiv Dafka with the first set? Or why should we say that you have to be Mesiv Dafka with the second set and be Mekel in the other sets? There's no reason to be Mekel in the first set or the second set. There's no greater reason to be Mekel for either set. So therefore it doesn't make any sense, says the Ran, to be Mekel for one set over the other. What's the other option? To be Mekel entirely and to say that you don't have to do Haseba for either one of the sets? That you can't do, because then you'll be Oka the Takana Lagamri. What does the Ran mean? That am I Mekel Bahani Tfei Mehani? If you say we should be Mekel with one set and only be Mesiv for one set of the Dalet Kosos, why should we Mekel for one more than the other? I can give you a good reason to be Mekel. Which one would you choose? Before the Ran made his comment, and now we're afraid to disagree with the Ran, but before the Ran made his comment, which set would you think that you should be Mesiv for, the first set or the second set? I think there is a set that's more Mestabi you should have to be Mesiv for. Which one? The first set. Why the first set? Well, because you have a cheskas chiyuv, there's a mitzvah of Heseba for Dalet Kosos. Before the first set, you haven't been yotzei your chiyuv yet, for sure, right? You bevade haven't been yotzei. So it makes sense that you should have to be mesiv for the first two of the Dalet Kosos. And then once you are mesiv for the first two, then Sveka de Rabban Lakula should tell me that you shouldn't have to be mesiv for the last two. What does the Ran say? Am I nokel bahani tfei mehani? Why should we be Mekel with one pair and not with the other pair? I'll tell you why. You should be Mekel with the second pair, because you have a Cheskas Chiyuv. Bevada is a Chiyuv Heseba before you get started. So be Mesiv for the first set. And then once you're Mesiv for the first set, then Sveka Drabban Lakula should tell me that you shouldn't have to be Mesiv for the second set. Bemis, I'm not really discovering anything. I'm not being Mechadish anything. The Ran himself said this. The Ran himself said this. Didn't he just say, Am I Nekel Bahani Tfei Mehani? Sure, the Ran himself, in a different context, says that when you have two things, two times to be Yotzei Achiev, and you don't know which one you should use to be Yotzei, which one do you do? The first one, and once you do the first one, then you're part of the second one. What's the context I'm talking about? Mikra Megillah, right? We had a case yesterday. We had a Machlokas, the Rambam and the Ran, let's say you have an ear that's Sofik Mukefes Chomam Mimos Yoshua Benun. An ear that's suffering Mukefes Choma. You don't know if it was Mukefes Choma from the times of Yoshua ben Nun. So what do you do? When do you read Megillah? So the Rambam says you read Megillah for both. Both days. Both Yudalit and Tesvav. Like the Ran. Basically, the Rambam is saying, like the Ran, that if you're going to be Mekel outright, then the whole Takon of Mikra Megillah is going to be Nekar for this city. What's more, there's no suffix in the Iker Achiv. There's no suffix in the Iker Achiv. You know that there's a Chiv Megillah. The question is when to read. So therefore the Rambam says, you got to be Machmir for both of them and read both Yudalit and Tezvav. Comes the Mishnah Melech and he quotes the Ran, who says, no. The Ran in Masechta Megillah says, you read on Yudalit and not on Tezvav. Why? So he says, first of all, Rov Ayaros read on Yudalit, so you should follow Rov. But then the Ran says, no, but even if we say it's a suffix Ashokol, you should still read on Yudalit and not Tezvav. Why? Dr. Ran, because there's a Chiyav anyway. Right, the Ran doesn't really explain it through, but according to the Mishnah Melech, there's a Chiyav to read the Megillah. There's a Chiyav to read the Megillah. So it makes sense that you should read the Megillah on Yudalit, which is the first time that you could be Otsu the Chiyav. Once you read it on Yudalit, so then you're not Mechiyav to read it again, because Sveikad Rabbana Lekula. So the Ran already said that when you have a Chiyav Midrabbanan, and there are two options to be Otsu the Chiyav, we say that you take the first option. You try to be Yotze the Chiyav the first possible moment. And then once you Yotze the Chiyav, you had a Cheskas Chiyav, but you Yotze the Chiyav at the first time. Once you Yotze the Chiyav, so then you're potter from doing it a second time because Sveikad Rabban Lakula. So why over here, when it comes to Dalit Kosos, Duran didn't suggest such an idea? Duran doesn't say that maybe Yataka should be Mesiv for the first two Kosos. Duran wouldn't have gotten into trouble. Duran says if you're going to be Mesiv, if you're going to be Mekel outright and not be Mesiv for any of the Kosos, then you'll be Oka the Takana Lagamri. Who asked you to be Oka the Takana Lagamri? Be Mesiv for the first two Kosos. You have a Cheskas Chiyav, so be Mesiv for the first two Kosos. And then once you're Mesiv, the first two Kosos, then you're Potter from being Mesiv for the last two Kosos. Just like by Megillah, by the Sovik Mokev Aschoma. Well, what's Duran saying over here? It's the Chapela against Duran. Another steer in Duran. Right? Well, what is, from this first line, you know, you could be so confused, you could be so taken by the Ran's Yisod that you just gloss over this line. But this is a very important line in the Ran. Amai nokel bahani tfei mehani. The Ran entertains the possibility, maybe you should be Mesiv for one set, but pick them. Like which one should you pick? So the Ran says, well, that's exactly the problem. We don't know which one to pick. You can't pick one, and you can't be Oka completely, so therefore you do both. Why not pick one? Pick the first set. Pick the first set, just like by Megillah. The Ran picks the first opportunity to read the Megillah. The Stipler in Brochus, Mesechta Brochus in Siman Aleph, wants to answer this kasha based on another kasha. He says, Lechora, the Ran should give a simple answer. Why can't we be Mekel B'Tarvayim? The Ran says his Yesod, because you'll be Oka the Takona Legamri. Says the Stipler, what does the Ran need that for? There's a simpler answer why we can't be Mekel B'Tarvayim. What's the answer? Because if we're not going to be Mesiv for the first two, nor for the last two, so that's a tarte disaster. That's a mutual contradiction. Rav Nachman said that the Dalet Kosos require a Seba. Drink, some of the cups require a Seba. Question is, which ones? But to be Mekel B'Tarvayim, that's a tarte disaster. That's a contradiction. That can't be. It's not that the problem is we'll be Oka the Takana Legamri. The problem is much more fundamental, that it doesn't make any sense. How can you be Mekel with both of them? Then you're straddling both sides of the fence. You're paskening against both Lashonas. How can you do that? Why does the Ran need his Yisod that you can't say Sveikad Rabban Lakula if you're going to be Oka the Takana Legamri? There's a simpler reason why you can't be Mekel B'Tarvayim. Because it's Docha Tarti the Sasri. It's a contradiction in terms. We have to be Mesiv for one set. If you're not Mesiv for any set, so then you're not paskening like either Loshen. So isn't it obvious that you can't be Mekel B'Tarvayim? These are the two kashas that the Stipler works on. First of all, what does the Ran mean? Amai nokel bahani itfei mehani? Let's do a Seba for the first two. Like by Megillah, by the Safek Mukev Eschoma. Do a Seba for the first two, because you have a Cheskas Chiv. Once you do a Seba for the first two, then Sveikad Rabban Lakula should tell me that you're part of for the second two. What's more, why does the Ran need his Yisod that you can't be Mekel B'Tavayel because you can't be Oka the Takon Lagamri? Just say simple, you can't be Mekel B'Tavayel because that would be a tired disaster. Then it turns out you're not paskening like either Shita. It's a contradiction in terms to be Mekel with both of them. So comes the Stipler and says that perhaps we can answer both of these questions based on a comment that the Meiri has in Brochus. There's a famous question that Tosus asks at the very beginning of Brochus on the Beis Amid Aleph. We know Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim have a machlokes. What the zman of Mincha and Maariv are? We spoke about this a little bit in the Halacha Shiurim before Yom Tov. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the line of demarcation is Plaga Mincha. That means halfway between Mincha Ketana and Shkia. Right? If Mincha Ketana is, let's say, 9.5 hours into the day on a perfect day, that's 3:30, and Shkia is at 6 o'clock, so halfway between that is 1.25 hours before Shkia, right? That's 5.75 hours, 5:45, right? Halfway between 3:30 and 6 o'clock is 1.25 hours later, right? So 3:30 plus 1.25 hours is 5:45, and 5:45 plus 1.25 hours, excuse me, 4:45, I take it back, 4:45. 3:30 plus 1.25 hours is 4:45. 4:45 plus 1.25 hours is 6 o'clock. Okay, so that's Plaga Mincha. Rabbi Yehuda holds that you can daven Mincha until Plaga Mincha. You can't daven until Shkia. That's his Shita. The Shaila, when the Talmud was brought, the Gemara in Brachas explains. Rabbi Yehuda holds you can daven Maariv immediately after Plaga Mincha, because that's the line of demarcation. And the Chacham say you can daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha until Shkia. And you can't daven Maariv until after Shkia. We're machmer not to daven until after Tzeisak Al-Chavim, when it's Vaday Laila. Shkia is Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. Ben Hashmash is the time of Sofik Yom Sofik Laila. The Chacham say you can daven Mincha until Shkia. You daven Maariv at a time of Vaday Laila. So Tosis is troubled with the question that how can it be that we daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha and yet we daven Maariv before Shkia? That's the minig that Tosfos mentions, that we find people daven Mincha late and Maariv early. And Stochatarte de Sasri, the davening Mincha after Plaga Mincha, against Rabbi Yehuda, that davening Mincha like the Rabbanan, and yet they daven Maariv before Shkia. So that's a Tarte de Sasri, right? They paskin like Rabbi Yehuda vis-a-vis Maariv, but they paskin like the Rabbanan vis-a-vis Mincha. So how does that work? How does that work? That's the kasha that Tosfos says in Brachas. Right? Tosfos, first daf in Brachas, Beis Aman Aleph. Him Tomer Heichanu Mispal in Tfilas Mincha Samach LaHashecha Afilu LaAcher Plaga Mincha. How can we daven Mincha so late? Yesh Lama Dekayim Lan Karabana Damri Zman Tfilas Mincha Ad HaErev. Damri Nel Kamana Ashtu Deloid Mar Heichas So Lo Kamar Velo Kamar Do Avi Kamar Avid Do Avi Kamar Avid. Tosfos says we daven mincha after plaga mincha because we pass like the chachamim because the gemara says you can pass like either one. Frek tois is mikomakom kasha da habi ketrekuli desasin adadi shari meezet tam anu mispal in arvis miyad la acher plaga mincha mishum the kaimel on the shasa mincha kola kedivrei Rabbi Yehuda umiyad habi zman arvis ubezman atfila atzma lo kaimel on Rabbi Yehuda ela karabonan. How can we daven Maariv immediately after Plaga Mincha? Because we're paskening like Rabbi Yehuda that the zman of Maariv is right after Plaga Mincha. But yet we daven Maariv after Plaga Mincha too. How can that be? Right? How can we daven Mincha after Plaga Mincha? That's like the Rabbanan. And yet we're davening Maariv immediately after Plaga Mincha. Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. So we're passing like, well, it's a tire to disaster. So Tosis gives his answer. We're not going to go into Tosis' answer. But the Meiri has a very interesting idea over here. A fundamental yisov. Meiri says, this is in the packet in number 14, packet 14, page 7. Meiri says, V'lomdu mikan sh'me'achash anunogim l'espal mincha ba'erev en lanu l'espal tfilas arves v'plaga mincha. You shouldn't have a tie to this asri. Some say you mamish can't have a tie to this asri. Skipping a little bit. Ve'eni niskam l'daz zeklal. I disagree. I think you can have a tie to this asri. Elo biyom echad en roi lo le'espala bo mincha v'arvis. Avo miyom liyom en lochosh. Ve'en kan mishum tie to this asri na'adodi de bidrabon lo hashina. Zokta me'iri. In a chanami, you can't daven mincha after plaga mincha and maariv before tzeisa kochavim on one day. That's a tie to the sasi that you can't do. But on 2 days, on separate days, meaning to daven mincha late one day, after plaga mincha, and on that day you'll daven maariv after tzeisa kochavim, the next day to daven Maariv early before Tzeisa Kochavim, that's okay, says the Meir, as long as on that next day you daven Mincha before Plaga Mincha. As long as on one given day you daven Mincha and Maariv not in the same time, you daven Mincha before Plag and Maariv after Plag, or Mincha after Plag and Maariv after Tzeis, that's fine. As long as you don't have a tie to the Sassi in one day, Zok the Meir, that's okay. In one day you can't have a tie to the Sassi, but from day to day you can change the time. It's not a problem of tied to this sassy, because b'drabbanan we're not going to be choshesh. Talk to Meiri v'hareze kishnei shvilim. The Meiri invokes a yisod, he invokes a case from the Gemara Pesachim and in other places, from the Mishnah and Taras. It's like shnei shvilim. Echotomi v'chator, sh'olchu shnei b'nei odom, zeh b'achas v'zeh b'acheres. Shembol yishol v'vasach ha'shneim t'meim, u'vzeh ha'zeh shneim t'horim. Shnei shvilim, a world famous case. We had this case last year in Chulin, remember? Spent a lot of time on the Shnei Shvilim. Shnei Shvilim is one of the Yesodos, one of the Gemaras that serve as a Yesod of the principle of Chazaka de Meikara, status quo. We know there's a principle of Cheskas Tara, Cheskas Tuma, Cheskas Isser, Cheskas Heter, a Chefetz, a piece of Basar, can have a Cheskas Nevela, or can have a Cheskas Kshera, a person, or an object can have a cheskas tara or a cheskas tumah. That means a status quo. The assumption, right? Until now, the person has been tahar. Now he becomes tameh. Or let's say a person is tameh, then he goes to the mikvah. So he has a cheskas tumah, and now we want to figure out whether the cheskas tumah changed. Person has a cheskas tara, and then let's say there's a sofik tumah. So that's sofik tumah, but there's a cheskas tara. Right? Very important yisod. So the Meiri invokes this case of Shnei Shvilim. What's Shnei Shvilim? Let's say you have two paths, two roads. One road has Tumah in it. Let's say we know that one road has a Nevela in it, and the other road is clean, the other road has no Nevela in it. And there are two people, Reuven and Shimon, walk in these roads. Reuven walks in road number one, and Shimon walks in road number two. So we know for sure that one is Tumah. It ain't Suffolk that one is Tumah. Because he walked in the road that's Tumah. We just don't know which one is Tumah. So now they come to Bezdin, and they ask, what are they supposed to do? So comes the Mishnah and says, "Sakli machlogas tanoim," but we're just giving the psak alocha. That in bol ishol bevasachas, if they come and they ask their shilas together, or let's say one asks on behalf of both of them, so then Bezdin has to tell them, "You're both tummy. Each one has a cheskas tara, but we can't rely on the chazaka. If bol ishol bevasachas, if they come to ask together, then Bezdin has to say that they're both tummy." But if Bol Ishol B'Zach Hazeh, if they ask B'Zach Hazeh, Reuven comes one day, right? Reuven comes at 12 o'clock and he asks about himself. In this scenario, Bezdin says, well, you have a Cheskas Tara, Sofik Tuma, Cheskas Tara, right? Sofik Tuma B'Shus Arabim, Sveiko Tahar. So it's okay, it's fine, you can follow Chazaka. You can follow Chazaka. You can follow Chazaka and you can be Metar. And then after he leaves, the other person comes and he asks in Bezdin, "Well, what's my case? I walked in a path too." So Bezdin says, "You too can be tohar." Right? We know they walked in two different paths. We just don't know where the tumah is. This one walked in path number one. The other one walked in path number two. We know for sure one of them has to be tumah, but Bezdin can say each one is tohar because they came b'zachazem. But if they come b'vasachas, then Bezdin has to say that they're going to be tumah. So, Bemis, you look at Tosis and Psachim, Tosis points out that even Bevasachas, we really should be able to follow Chazaka. But it's Mechzik Keshikra, it looks funny. Bezdin is going to paskin for both of them, Bevasachas, that they're both Tahar. It looks bad on Bezdin, it looks funny. It looks funny to do such a thing. Meikra Adin, we should be able to follow Chazaka. Each one has a Cheskas Tara, so each one really should be Tahar. But Bevasachas, we don't want to do that because it's like a zilzal of Bezdin, it's Mechzik Keshikra, it looks like a lie, it looks strange, so we're not going to do that. This is the Yesod. The Yesod is when it comes to Chazaka, we're allowed to follow Chazaka. Even b'mokom atarti desasri. Even when there's a mutual contradiction. It can't be that both of them are tahar. It doesn't matter. As long as it's b'zeach harzeh, that's fine. If it's b'vasachas, so that's a chumra. B'vasachas, we're not going to follow Chazaka b'mokom atarti desasri. But b'zeach harzeh, we will follow Chazaka b'makom tarti desasri. Why is that? Why is that? It sounds like by Chazaka we're going to go after Chazaka even b'makom tarti desasri. And from the Meiri is giving an answer. He's saying that as long as you daven Mincha and Maariv not in the same time on different days, right? You paskin like Rabbi Yehuda one day and like the Rabbanan on a different day, even though that's a mutual contradiction, that's okay. You can have a tarit to disaster as long as it's not b'vasachas. B'vasachas looks bad. It looks funny. Just like by Chazaka and Shnei Shvilim, b'vasachas looks funny. So too by Tfila, it looks funny b'vasachas. But if it's b'zachas, even though between you and me, that's a tarit to disaster too. You can't paskin like the different Tanoim from one day to the next. It's a tarit to disaster, but that's okay. Sveket Rabbanan l'kula is okay. But even b'makom tarit to disaster. The Meiri is making an equation between Sveikad Rabban Lakula and Chazaka. That just like by Chazaka of Shnei Shvilin, we can follow Chazaka even B'mokom Tarat Desasri as long as it's Bezeh HaChazeh. So too we can follow Sveikad Rabban Lakula even B'mokom Tarat Desasri as long as it's Bezeh HaChazeh. And that's why as long as you don't daven Mincha Maariv at the same time period, right, Mincha after Plag and Maariv before Tzeis HaKoron, as long as you don't do that on one day, that's okay. If you do it on different days, but on each day you're davening Mincha Maariv at different times, it's no tarit to disaster in that one day, that's okay. That's okay, even though it really is a tarit to disaster, you are pasking like different Tanoim from day to day, that's okay, just like by Shnei Shvilin, as long as it's Bezeh HaChazeh, that's okay. What's the Yesod? What's the principle? So comes the Stipler and says, that really Sveikad Rabban Lakula and Chazaka are both Hanhogos B'mokom Safik. They're acceptable modes of behavior in the context of a Safik. Chazaka is a Din Daraisa. It's learned from Bayis HaMenuga. We talked about this at great length on Daf Yud Amud Beis and Chulin. Negebatim. It's a Din Daraisa. But it's a Din that the Torah gives you that you're allowed to be Mekil. B'mokom Safik, you're allowed to have a hanhaga. This is a mode of behavior, hanhaga. You can be knowing this way, B'mokom Safik. Sveikad Rabban Lakula is the same idea, says the Stipler. That's a din derabbanan. Chazal say, by a Safik in a derabbanan, you're allowed to be making. There's a Safik. We don't really know what the answer is. Are you chayev? Are you not chayev? Is it in Isser? Is it not Isser? But Chazal say that you can go Lakula. If it's a din derabbanan, you can go Lakula. Says the Stipler, the Yesod is that you're allowed to use a hanhaga b'makom safek, but you can't be noeg b'makom safek if it's b'vasachas. It looks funny. It looks funny if you're going to do it b'vasachas. But if it's not b'vasachas, it doesn't matter that it's a tarit d'sasri. Aye, but it can't be like that. It's not the emes. It's not the emes. Says the Stipler, Chazaka and Sveket Rabban Lakula are not about emes. It's not about the emes. It's about what should I do b'makom safek. I don't know what the answer is. So the Torah gives you a mode of behavior. Chazaka can be followed even b'makom tarit d'sasri because we're not trying to find out what the truth is. We don't know what the truth is. As we discussed last year, Rove is different. In the case of Rove, we can't follow Rove by tarit d'sasri because Rove is mevara the safek. Rove tells us what the truth is. But Chazaka doesn't tell us what the truth is. It just gives us a mode of behavior b'makom safek. So you can follow Chazaka, even b'makom tarit d'sasri, as long as it's not b'vasachas. If it's b'vasachas, so that just looks terrible. It looks bad on Bezdin. But as long as it's not b'vasachas, even b'makom tarit d'sasri, you can follow Chazaka. Aye, but it's a contradiction. The answer is, it doesn't matter that it's a contradiction. The Torah says, you have a suffix, you can follow Chazaka. Similarly, the Chachamim say that even b'makom tarit d'sasri, you can follow Sveikad Rabban Lakula, be mekel. Follow Rabbi Yehuda one day, the Rabbanan another day, that's okay, as long as it's not b'vasachas, it doesn't look bad. So, but it's a stira, it's a tarit d'sasri. No, it's not a problem. As long as it's b'zeh HaChazeh, it's not going to be a problem. Says the Stipler, this can answer Akash on the Ran. The reason why you can't be mekel legamri by Haseba midin Sveikad Rabban Lakula is because even though we can apply the principle of Sveikad Rabban Lakula by tarit d'sasri, but that's only true b'zeh HaChazeh. You can only say Sveikad Rabban Lakula, even b'mokom tarit d'sasri, only if it's b'zeh HaChazeh. B'zeh HaChazeh. Like by tefillah. The shaila that I have today is not the shaila that I have tomorrow. It's two time periods. It's two chiyuvim. There's a chiyuv today to daven. There's a chiyuv tomorrow to daven. It's a different chiyuv. So it's b'zeh HaChazeh. If it's Bezer HaZef, it's two different times, I can follow Sveikit Rabban on the Kula. Even if I look at the whole picture, it looks like a Tarta Disasri. It doesn't matter. That's not a Tarta Disasri because it's not Bevas Achas. If it's not Bevas Achas, pardon, even though it is a Tarta Disasri, it's okay. You can follow Sveikit Rabban on the Kula, even Mokom Tarta Disasri, as long as it doesn't look bad, as long as it's Bezer HaZef. But Haseba by Dalit Kosos, that's not Bezer HaZef. When does the Suffolk, when do I have my Suffolk about what the din of Haseba should require of me? At the Seder night, I have that Suffolk. When I start the Seder, I have this Suffolk, what Kosos am I supposed to be Mesif for? You can't say, I look at the first two Kosos now, I'm not up to the next two Kosos, so it's Bezer HaZef. It's not Bezer HaZef. Because the chiyuv, the suffix that I have over here is before I get started with the seba. I don't know, am I supposed to be mesif for the first two kosos or supposed to be mesif for the last two kosos? When we're talking about tefillah, so tonight, I'm talking about a mincha maariv for tonight. I'm not talking about mincha maariv for tomorrow. That mincha maariv for tomorrow hasn't come yet. But when I'm talking about a seba for the dalet kosos, the moment that I'm about to drink my first cup, I have the suffix of the whole night here. Am I supposed to be mesif for these kosos? Am I supposed to be mesif for the last two kosos? My suffix is right here. It's like bo'u bevasachas. The two sfeikos are not independent of each other. They're not bo'u bevasachas. It's like bo'u bevasachas because all the mitzvahs halayla take effect at the same time. So the suffix has seba in the last two kosos exists even when you're doing a seba for the first two kosos. It's this, it's mamish the same time. So you can't say Sveika Durabana Lakula, I'll be Makil for all the kosas and I won't be Mesif for all the kosas. You can't say that because it's like Boba Vasachas. That's the answer to the stipler's kasha. The stipler asked, the second kasha, why does the Ran have to give his big chiddish that, well, you can't be Makil, but Tavai, you can't be Makil not to a Seba at all because then you'll be Oka the Takana completely. Forget about Akira Satakana Lagamri. You can't be Makil in both of them anyway because it doesn't make any sense. It's a tarta disasri. Right? Why doesn't the Ran give that answer? Why doesn't the Ran give that answer? That it's a tarta disasri? The answer is, the Ran wouldn't say that it's a tarta disasri. Right? Tarta disasri is not a reason. Tarta disasri is not a reason to say that you can't be Mekel in both of them. You can be Mekel in both of them even if it's a Tarta disasri. We'll say Sveka de Rabbana Lakula even by a Tarta disasri. Why can't we say Sveka de Rabbana Lakula over here? Not because it's a Tarta disasri. That's not going to be enough. Why can't we say Sveka de Rabbana Lakula? Because it's like Bo Bevasachas. And that's what the Ran says in his first comment. Reading the Ran together, what's he saying? Valin Nira. The al korach boy lemebed seba bakulu the ineza lakula amay nokol bahani tve mehani. What does he mean when he says amay nokol bahani tve mehani? Why doesn't he do a seba by the first kosos and then he won't do a seba by the others? No, because it's like bo bevasachas. You can't say, oh, there's more of a chiyuv on the first kosos and not on the other kosos. No, the suffix is nolad bevasachas. I have a suffix of in the dinner seba for all the kosos at the same time. This is not like Megillah. When your Dalet Adar comes, Tesvav is not here yet. Right? So it makes sense that on your Dalet, the Safek Gimel Kavas Choma should read today. And then when Tesvav comes, then there's no Chiv. It's a different day. But here, the Chiv devolves upon the person on the Leila Seder. It's one night with all the Chivim of the Mitzvah Salayla here. So that's what the Ran is saying. What's this comment to the Ran? Amay noko bahani tfei mehani? How can we make in one as opposed to the other? Why shouldn't we do a seba for the first kosos? The answer is the Ran is telling us, right? This is like a code word for the Ran to say, this shaila of which kosos to be mesif for, it's bo'u bevasachas. They're coming together. The shaila is chal bevasachas when the Seder night begins. So you can't be mekel for one more than the other. You can't be machmer for one more than the other because it's one shaila, it's one suffix. So how can you choose this one over the other? You can't do that. Even though you can do a Sveika D'Rabbana Lakula by Tarta Disasri. But that's only if it's Bezer HaZeh, but says the Ran, how can you be Mekel for one over the other? It's Bo Bevasachas. And says the Ran, it must be that because you don't say Sveika D'Rabbana Lakula, if the whole Takana is going to be Nekar as a result. So based on the Meiri, the Stipler wants to answer both Kashas on the Ran. The Meiri sets forth the yisod that Sveikat Rabbanu Lekula can apply even b'makom atar to disaster, but only if it's b'zach hazeh. Says the stipel, that's the yisod of the Ran. The Ran is telling us, amai nokel bahani tfei mehani. Megillah and Dalakosas are not the same. Megillah, it's two separate times. Yudalit and Tezvav. Yudalit is the first time when Yudalit is chal, we have a suffix chiyuv. So you can read the Megillah then. And once you read the Megillah then you'll be potter from reading the Megillah and Tezvav. But here, you can't say do a seba for the first two kosos. The suffix, whether I need to do a seba for the first two kosos and whether I need to do a seba for the last two kosos, those two svekas are chal b'vasachas. So I can't be mekel for one over the other. So if I can't be mekel for one over the other, if it's bo b'vasachas, so then svekat rabbanu l'kula cannot apply. Right? Amai noko bahani tfei mehani. Let's be mekel by all of them. No, you can't be mekel. You can't be mekel outright in all of them because you'll be oka the takana legamri. Even though you are able to say sveikat rabbanu lekula b'mokom atar to disasri, but here it's bo b'vasacha. So sveikat rabbanu lekula will not be able to be said. Okay. Okay. Questions. Benji.
I'm just confused by the terms we've been using because we established the Kehilas Yaakov's principle as being about Chazaka and Safek Derabanan Lekula.
Right.
And then we applied it to Tarti Desasri in order to explain why a question of Safek Derabanan Lekula exists. So I'm confused by that line of thought. It would seem to be that the Kehilas Yaakov's principle would say that Safek Derabanan Lekula can't be applied here because it's bivas achas. Not that Tarti Desasri can't be applied here because it's bivas achas, and therefore Safek Derabanan Lekula can theoretically be applied here. That seems to be the exact opposite logic.
So first of all, we're using the Meiri that who compares Chazaka to Safek Derabanan Lekula, right? He's saying that Safek Derabanan Lekula can be applied even b'makom atar to Desasri, but only b'zeh hazeh and not bivas achas. The Stipler is using the Meiri to explain the first comment of the Ran. Amai nokel bahani tfei mehani. Why should we mekel for one more than the other? When it comes to Safek Mukefes Choma, we are mekel for one more than the other. We say they don't have to read on Tetzvav, so why over here don't we say that? So the answer to that question is that here, since the Shaila is Chal b'Vasachas, so then we can't be mekel for one more than the other. We have to take them together. That's what the Ran is saying over there. Do you follow that part, Benji? The first part of the round, how can we be mekel for one more than the other? How can we say, let's do this one as opposed to the other? The answer is, since the shailas achal b'vasachas over here, it doesn't make sense to be mekel for one as opposed to the other. Right? Because that would be, it wouldn't make sense to be machmer for the first two kosos, because why should I be machmer for those kosos as opposed to the other kosos? The shaila is coming together. The Shaila is coming together. So what are you asking? You're saying, what, the Hemshech of the Ran, and why, Inokel b'Tavar, if we're going to be Mekel for all of them, if we'll say that everything should go Lekula, so you'll be Oka the Takana Lagamri. So you're asking, why does the Ran Vaita, why does the Ran need that comment? Why doesn't he just say that...
Yeah, I'm asking that. I think it seems to me that in the cases of davening and in the cases of Megillah, we've been using Tarti Desasri and Safek Derabanan Lekula in tandem. But now,
No. We're not using them in tandem. We're saying Sveika Derabanan Lekula in a case of Tarti Desasri. Can you say Sveika Derabanan Lekula where it's going to be a contradiction? That's what we're trying to figure out.
We've been saying that in a case of Bas Akas, you can't say Safek Derabanan Lekula in a case of Tarti Desasri.
Correct.
But in our case, we're establishing that because it's Tarti Desasri, but it's Bas Akas, it's not Tarti Desasri, and we can theoretically use Safek Derabanan Lekula.
I didn't say it's not Tarti Desasri. Of course it's Tarti Desasri. But the point is, because it's Bas Akas, you can't be Mekel for one more than the other. Right? The fact that the Ran says by the ear that Safek Mukefes Choma, you read on Yudalit and not on Tesvav, that's because those two Shailas are independent of each other. The day of Yudalit comes before Tesvav, so let them read the Megillah on Yudalit, and then they're not going to read on Tesvav. But here, since the shailas come together, says the Ran, it doesn't make sense to be makel for one as opposed to the other. It doesn't make sense to be makel for one as opposed to the other, because it's not one as opposed to the other. The shailas are coming together. So it's like a tarti desasri bevasachas, in which case we're not going to apply the principle of sveka de rabbanan lekula b'makom tarti desasri. Even if we'll say sveka de rabbanan lekula b'makom tarti desasri, but not where it happens bevasachas. So that's exactly what the Ran is saying, is that Haseba is a case of basachas, Mikra Megillah is not basachas, and that's why by Mikra Megillah they'll read on Yedalid, but yet by Haseba, you can't say that we'll be Makel for one set, we'll be Machmer to do Haseba for the first set, and we'll be Makel for the second set. You can't say that because the Shilas are coming at the same time. So if the Shilas are coming at the same time, then you won't be able to say Sveka Derabbanan Lekula B'Makom Tarti Desasri over here, even though sometimes you will be able to say Sveka Derabbanan Lekula B'Makom Tarti Desasri. Right, that's what the Ran is saying. Okay, think about it a little bit. If you have any further questions, I'd be happy to entertain them after the shiur. Okay, let's go weiter to the next sugya. The Gemara continues on Daf Kuf Ches and says as follows. Prakton lo shmei haseba. What does prakton mean? Prakton means someone sitting on his, lying on his back, right? Rashi says, Rashbam has pun of klape mala v'shochev ala chorev. So lying on one's back is not called a seba. Hesebas yamin loshma seba. Leaning on one's right side is also not a seba. V'lo od el shema yakdim kon leveshen. Maybe you'll make the food, the drink or the food go down the windpipe and not the food pipe. V'yavoli de sakon, it'll come to a sakon. So the Gemara sets forth that prakton and hesebas yamin are not heseba. But then it adds this idea of v'lo od el shema yakdim kon leveshet. What's that going on? Is that going on prakton, or is it going on hesebas yamin? Says Rashi, shema yakdim a prakton koi. Rashi says that shema yakdim kon levesh is going on prakton. It's going on heseba while lying on one's back. Shemitoch shetzavar shochel acharav shipikova asosim es piakona niftach miskapel lemala veakona poshet lemala veamaychal nichnas lesocho venechna. He describes a little bit of the biology. But suffice it to say that Rashi is saying that if one is lying on his back, so then the windpipe is gonna open up. The flap of skin that covers over the windpipe is not going to be doing its job, so the windpipe will open up, and the person's going to choke. So Shema Yakdim Kon Leveshet, there's a sakona. The Gemara starts by saying, Prakton Lo Shema Seba, V'lo Od El Shema Yakdim Kon Leveshet. Says Rashi, what's the Gemara saying? That prakton loshma seba, first of all, it's not a normal way to eat. People don't eat that way. So if people don't eat that way, it's not a derech eres. If it's not a derech eres, it's not a seba. V'lo od, what's more, there's a sakana involved. You shouldn't do that because there's a sakana involved. Right? Tosis points out, prakton, pon of lamala, v'lokim afarish, pon of lamata, dein derech lechol benyin zeh. It's not normal to eat pon of lamata. It's not normal to eat lying on one's belly. That's certainly not normal to eat. Tosa doesn't mean to say prakton is darko bekach to eat. He means there's no hava mina to say that lying on one's belly should be a derech haseba. That's ridiculous. That's derech eres, impossible. But the chiddush of the Gemara is that even prakton is also not a derech eres, and that's why it's lo shma haseba. Lo shma haseba means it's not a derech lecho, it's not a derech eres, so therefore it's lo shma haseba. But the Gemara adds, according to Rashi, v'lo od el shema yakdim kon leveshet. There's a concern of sakana that maybe you'll be makdim kona leveshet, the food will go down the windpipe, and it'll come to the sakana. So not only is it not a derech hasebi, you're not going to be yotze, for the simple reason it's not derech achila, but also it's a sakana, it's inappropriate to do. Comes the Rashbam and asks, a blistering kasha against Rashi. What's the Rashbam's kasha? Anyone? What does Rashbam ask? If this is the pshat, if shema yakdim kona leveshet is going on prakton, what's the problem? Shalom.
Out of order.
It's out of order. Why does the Gemara say that? Mar should say, Prakton lo shma seba, v'lo ode lo shem yaktim kona leveshen, hesebas yamin lo shma seba. Why does it put the sakana after hesebas yamin? It's taka akasha. V'kasha l'ifekta rashbam, amai lo samche lahai v'lo hesebas yamin. V'rabosai perishu shem yaktim kona leveshet. I'm sorry. Yeah. Ulekach nir ba'inai, says the rashbam, the hesebas yamin koi mid the samche l'didei. Says the Rashbam, I think that Shemayaktam Kon Levesh is not going on Prakton, it's going on Hesebas Yamin. Hesebas Yamin Lo Shma Haseba, what does that mean? So first of all, Hesebas Yamin Lo Shma Haseba means it's not normal to be Mesev outside Yamin. Why not? Why is it not normal to be Mesev on one's right side? Why? Because you have to eat with your right hand. Right? You got to eat with your right hand. If you're right, you have to eat with your right hand. So if you're masive on your right side, your hand is going to be stuck. You're not going to be able to use it properly. So it's not derech achila b'kach. It's not derech eris. Esebas yamin lo shma eseba. Says the Rashbam, comes the Gemara and adds v'lo od el shemayaktim kana leveshet. Shemayaktim kana leveshet. Maybe you'll come with a sakana. So it's inappropriate. Not only is it not derech eris, but it's also inappropriate to do. Okay. So this is the machlokas Rashi and the Rashbam. What Shemayaktim Kona Leveshet is going on? Is it going on Hesebas Yamin or is it going on Prakton? The Rashbam is a Kashan Rashi. Rashbam is a Kashan Rashi. What emerges from the Rashbam is that Shemayaktim Kona Leveshet is not talking about Prakton. Prakton is not going to work anyway. It's Lo Shema Seba. It's not a Derech Eris. But according to Rashbam, it would appear the Rashbam's Pshat is more Mistaber than Rashi. According to the Rashbam, Hesebas Yamin Lo Shema Seba for two reasons. First of all, it's not Derech Eris because you have to eat with your right hand. And secondly, you'll come lidei sakana, so it's inappropriate to do a seba that way. Okay, so according to Rashbam, there are two reasons why a sebas yamin is not appropriate. What's a nafkamina? Does it matter whether it's this or that? Why does the Gemara have to give two reasons? Like, what's the inyan here? So the Achronim point out that there actually could be differences between these reasons. Take, for example, the case of a lefty. Case of a lefty. The lefty's biology is the same, right? His trachea is also on his right side, right? So the right side, whether I don't know exactly the trachea and the food pipe, one is sort of in front of the other, but I guess the trachea is more to the right. Okay, but the same is true by a lefty. The only difference is that the lefty eats with his left hand and not with his right hand. So in terms of shemayaktim kona leveshet, does that apply to the lefty? Of course, the lefty shouldn't be mesiv. At first glance, according to that Tam, the lefty shouldn't be mesiv on his right side, because Shemayaktim Kona Leveshet is the same concern, the same sakana concern. But according to the basic svar of the Gemara, that Seba Simin Loshma Seba, the Chora, when it comes to the lefty, Ipcha Mistabra, right? Seba Smol Loshma Seba. It's normal for him to eat with his left hand, so it's more normal for him to recline on his right side, not his left side, right? It's the exact opposite, the mirror image. So who makes this point? Who makes this point that according to the left, that the lefty would be the nafkamina between these two svaras? Anyone?
The Rosh,
exactly. Rosh al Hasan. The Rosh in Simen Chav writes, Prakton loshmei aseba, sebes min loshmei aseba, v'lo ode l'shem yaktim kona leveshet, v'asi l'e sakona. Pirish Rashbam, he doesn't even quote the Rashi. Pirish Rashbam, sharei b'yamino tzorech lecho, u'lefize iter b'yamino, mesiv b'yamino. U'le'idach perusha shem yaktim kona leveshet, koya asebes yamin, ein chilek ben iter la'achem. So, according to the Rashbam, the svara of hesebas yamin loshmei aseba, because it's not normal for him to eat, B'yamin, the Iter, should recline on his right side. But according to the Svar of Shemayaktim Kona Leveshet, the Iter should lean on his left side. So how do we paskin? So comes the Ramah and quotes the Trumas Hadeshen that the Iter should lean on his left side. It's the Ramah and Siman Tov Ayin Beis. The last page of Packet 15. The Shulchan Aruch says in Tafayin Beis Siv Gimel Kshu Meisiv Lo Yata Al Gabav Lo Alpanav Lo Al Yamino El Al Smolo. Says the Ramah, Ve'ein chilek ben iter la'acher, tur b'shem Rashi u'tshuma sadeshen. There's no chilek between iter as opposed to acher. Why? Why is there no chilek? It's an afgamina. So says the Mishnah Berurah, Chamira sakanta me'isura. Yes, there is a svara that Hasebas Yamin Lo Shma Haseba, the eater should have to lean on his right side because it's normal for him to eat with his left hand. But there's a sakana element, so because we're concerned about sakana, then he's not able to lean on his right side. He has to lean dafka on his left side. Ritzon Aloma says the Mishnah Berurah, the Gamita Tzar Losiv Al Smokal Adam, the Avagav the Wachal Tome Besmola. Mikol Mokom, right? Im Ken Tama. Tam Aleph, Hayatzorach, Losiv, Ayimino, Mikomokom, Ein Lechalik, Mibet Tam Beisham, Yakim Kon Leveshet. Vaitaima Adifalam, Mishim Davi Sakanta, Vachamir Sakanta, Meisura. Vyochal Osu Apambi, Min Kol Adam. The lefty should eat with his right hand, so he'll be able to lean on his left side. The question is, how does that work? How does that help him? He should eat with his right hand, but it's not normal for him to eat with his right hand. So it's Lo Shmoy Seba, it's not a Derech Heres. It's not a derech eris. So what's it going to help him to lean on his left side? L'chora, the answer is that since it's darko b'kach for rov b'nei Adam, that's called derech eris. Even though for the eater, it would be more normal for him to eat with his left hand. But he can't, because chamir sakanta me'isura, he can't lean on his right side. So Chazal misaken heseba. This individual, he can do heseba. He can eat. He can eat with his right hand. So since leaning on the left side is a derech heseba for rov b'nei Adam, Chazal misaken that even for the eater on the Seder night, he should eat with his right hand. It's nishkeferlich. It's not the worst thing. It's not completely derech heres for him, but it's derech heres for rov b'nei Adam. So Chazal misaken below plug that he should be meisiv as well. That's l'chora the pshat. We're more concerned about sakana. There is a mitzvah of Heseba. The lefty can do Heseba on his left side. But it'll be a little bit more difficult to eat, a little bit abnormal for him to eat. It's okay. It's not terribly abnormal. He can do it. Since it's a derech Heseba to lean on the left side, so Chazal will say that even the eater should lean on his left side. What's a mashal lekach? We had another case where it's not really a derech heres for a certain individual to do Heseba. But because it's derech heres for rov b'nei Adam, we say Chazal will say below plug that he does Heseba as well. Who's that individual? Let's see a new hand. Anyone?
An Eved.
Better? What's the Lashon? An Eved?
Shamash.
I'm sorry? Benji?
Shamash.
A shamash is exactly the same as everyone else. He has to do a seba. Didn't we say shamash kshumesiv imachal kazayis kshumesiv yotza? Shamash does have to do a seba. What's the case of an individual who we said has to do a seba despite the fact that it might not be a derech heres for him? What's that case? Remember from the Mishnah on that Tzadi Tesam at Beis? Afilu ani shebi Yisrael lo yochal ad sheyosev, right? Remember we had a Tosfos that was troubled. It's not a derech heres for him. What's the kamash malon? Right? The sakadaita of the seba soni lo chashiv seba dein lo amal lo hasiv ain't a derech heres. Kamash malon. Right? What's the kamash malon? So we pointed out some of the rishonim say kamash malon. The chazal made a takana below plug that he should do a seba even though it's not a derech heres for him. So I would think if it's not derech heres, like maybe he shouldn't do a seba. The Ritva, right? That even though it's not a derech heres for him, but Chazal b'gozer below plug, m'sake below plug, everyone should do a seba. So, l'chora, this is a similar idea, that for the eater, even though it's more darko b'kach to eat with his left hand, but there's a mitzvah, a seba, Chazal want everyone to do a seba derech heres, so because he can eat with his right hand, we say he should do that. He should eat with his right hand, not with the left hand, so that he won't come to sakana if he leans on his right side. He should lean on the left side and eat with his right hand. Similar to Ani, that the Ani is not really a derech heres for him to eat be'as seba, but Chazal made a takana below plug that everyone should eat be'as seba. So the Ani should also eat be'as seba, even though it's not a derech heres for him. The Bir Alocha, there in Sif Gimel, has a shaila. He says, what happens if a person has a mum? Let's say a person, Chalila, is missing his arm. He's missing his right arm. So what does he do? If he's going to do a seba on his left side, he's going to do a seba on his left side, he won't be able to eat bichlal because he can't get his left arm out. So he doesn't have an arm to eat with, unfortunately. Or let's say, not talking about someone who lost their arm, chas v'shalom, but someone who has a broken arm, let's say. Right? He has a broken arm, it's in a cast, and he can't move it. It's immobilized. For some reason, he can't use his right arm. Normally, he uses his right arm. But he can't use it. So now he's using his left arm. So what's he supposed to do? So to be masiv on the left side, that's going to be a sakana. Certainly should be, to be masiv on the right side, excuse me, that's going to be a sakana. He certainly shouldn't do that, but should he be masiv on his left side? If he's masiv on his left side, he can't eat. So what's a man supposed to do? Bir Allah has a shaila about that. So he says in that case, it would appear that he's an onus. Chazal will say he doesn't do a seba at all. It doesn't make any sense for him to do a seba. That's a circumstance where he can't eat with his right hand. Can't eat with your right hand, so then there's nothing to do. It's not shaykh to be masiv on the right side, because that's going to come lidei sakana. If he can't eat with his right hand, and he only has the left hand to eat, then he can't be masiv on his left side either. It's not shaykh to eat. That's not a derech eres at all. It's lo shma seba b'chlal. So in that circumstance, we'll say the person is an honest rachmana patra, he's not going to have to do a seba at all. But the eater can do a seba. He can eat with his right hand. B'shas adchak, he can eat with his right hand. Baruch Hashem, he has a right hand to eat with. So if the eater has a right hand to eat with, then taka, he should be mesiv on his left side. B'paskin, he should be mesiv on his left side. And that'll be called a derech eres for him. It's a little bit of a derech eres because he is doing a seba, even though it's not a derech achila, it's not the normal derech achila for him, but it is a derech eres because for Rov Bnei Adam, it's a derech eres to do a seba. So for him too, it'll be considered derech eres. But someone, Rachmana Litzlan, who doesn't have a right hand available to eat with, Mstama, he's an honest Rachmana Patri, will say that he doesn't have to do a seba bichlal. This is one nafkamina to the different approaches of the Rashbam, whether Hasebas Yamin Lo Shma Haseba because it's not a Derech Eres, or because it'll come with a Sakon. What's another Nafkamina? So the Bach offers a second Nafkamina, and that is, what's the Din B'Dieved? Let's say B'Dieved, he was Mesev B'Yamina. A regular person did Haseba on his right side. Was he Yotze? We talked about, we shown him of a discussion, let's say a person eats Matzah, Shaloba Haseba, does he have to eat the Matzah again? So here, he did a seba, but he did it the wrong way. It's like shalom be'aseba. Does he have to do a seba? Does he have to eat again? According to the Rosh, according to the Mechaber paskins that if he eats matzah without a seba, he should eat the matzah again. The Ramah quotes Yesh Omrim that because the Rav Yehuda holds b'zman hazeh, it's not a derech eres, so then it's not necessary to do it again. But that's a tzatz mefarshim. The Ramah doesn't even agree with him. The Ramah only says, by the Dalet Kosos, they're split, as we talked about, Nira Kamosav Ala Kosos, but it would appear from the Ramah that if a person eats matzah without a seba, you should eat another kezayis of matzah. So what's the din? Let's say he did a seba on the right side. He made a mistake. He did a seba on the right side. What should he do? So the Bach quotes the Maharshal in his Parish on the Tour. He says, Kosov Marash Luria, Afagav Shatofes Perish Rashbam Iker, Develo O Koya Aseba Simin, Mikamako Maida Kama Talmuda Meikora, Aseba Simin Lashma Aseba, Havinami de Samcha. The Marshal says, even though the Rashbam is right that Shemiyakdim Kanalavesha goes on Aseba Simin, but that's not the only reason that you shouldn't do Aseba on your right side. There's another reason. Haseba simin lo shma haseba. It's not haseba because it's not derech achila. That reason also applies, says the Bach. Ulekach, because the other reason applies too. Afilu di eved lo havi haseba simin haseba. Davale kilu lo hasev klal. Says the Bach, according to the other reason, the original reason, that Haseba Simin Lo Shma Haseba, because it's not a derech her, it's not a derech achila, then even by the eved it wouldn't work. The tzorach lachzar ula hasev. The Marshal says, but if it's only a problem of sakana, so he did it already. If he did have seba on the right side, so if the only problem of a seba on the right side is because of sakana, so if he lived to tell the tale, then he was Yotzei's mitzvah. He doesn't have to do anything again. He did it. So he did the wrong thing. It was a sakana. He put himself into sakana, but somehow he survived. Right? So he doesn't have to eat again, because he did. He was Yotzei the mitzvah. But says the Bach, if you hold like the first reason, that seba simin lushma, seba, it's not normal to do a seba on the right side because it's not a derech achila, it's not derech eres. So then even b'di'evit, you weren't yotze if you were mesiv on the right side. We're talking about a regular person, not a lefty. A regular person who's mesiv on the right side, according to the first time, is not going to be yotze at all. According to the second time, the time of sakana, he will be yotze b'di'evit. This is how the Bach presents it from the Marshal. But he adds, "Mikamakom lemaidin agina karavio did the eved yotza afilu below his seva kol ikar imken laolam in tzarach lahasev in tzarach lachzur lahasev." The Bach says, even though technically speaking, if you take the first svara that a seva simin loshma a seva because it's not their acheres, you really should have to eat again if you did a seva on your right side. But we can be somech on the ravio but the eved. He says, once again, they're invoking the ravio. In b'di'evit circumstances, right? So that's what the Bach says. The Bach says you can be somech on the Ravya to say that you don't have to do Heseba once again. Comes the Pri Chadash and is machmir in the other direction. The Pri Chadash says, what? Efsha kevan the tikkun rabbanon shlo yosef praktana o al yamino mitayma de sakana. Wow. The Pri Chodesh says, Fakert. If you hold a Seba, Simin Loshma Seba, you definitely weren't Yotze, and you should eat again. The Chiddush is, if you hold of the second reason, says the Pri Chodesh, Sakana, he says, maybe even B'di'evit you weren't Yotze. Because once the Chachamim said that you're not supposed to do a Seba on the right side, that even if B'di'evit you did the Seba, you did shalok etzon chachamim. You did shalok et takanas chachamim. So if you did shalok et takanas chachamim, maybe we should say that yitaka were not even yotzi b'di'evit. The Bach wants to say that the only reason that would tell us that you're not yotzi b'di'evit if you did a seves yamin, that's the first reason. A seves yamin lo shma seves, not derech eres. Sakana is a reason not to do a seba on the right side. But if you did it b'di'evit, you could be yotzi. And then the Bach comes around and says, according to the Rav Yom, maybe you could be mekel b'di'evit. Even for the first reason, that even if a seba simin lo shma seba is not derech eres, but b'di'evit, maybe you have to do a seba anyway, so you can be mekel on the ravyah b'di'evit. Meaning, put the ravyah together with the Rambam, that maybe you don't have to repeat the achilas matzah if you didn't do a seba, and b'di'evit, you don't have to do a seba. That's what the Bach wants to say. Comes to Pri Chodesh and says, fakert, if you hold a seba simin lo shma seba, then you have to eat again. If you ate shalok derech eres, so that's not derech seba vadi, you should have to eat again. The Chiddush is, maybe even if you hold of the other reason, the time of Sakana, you would say, well, b'di'evit, if you did it already and you live to tell the tale, you shouldn't have to eat be'aseba again. So he says, no, maybe you could say that you did shalok etzon chachamim, shalok etakanas chachamim. So then even b'di'evit, you should have to do it again. Poshe Pshat, I think the Mishnah Berurah paskins that, the Mishnah Berurah actually talks about iter. It's not clear how to paskin over here. B'di'evit, do you have to eat again or not? Everyone should be machmer for the Pri Chodesh. According to the Bach, one should not have to be meisiv again, but according to the Pri Chodesh, one should have to be meisiv again. So lechor, it's appropriate. If you can, then you should eat another kezayis of matzah and try to do heseba on the left side. I think this halacha of heseba being dafk on the left side, this halacha people know. This is a very famous halacha, because the fact is that if you are meisiv on the right side, you probably will choke. So people are gonna know that it's gonna be hard to get down a kezayis of matzah leaning on the right side. So it's not much of a concern that people are gonna lean on the right side with the eved. People know that they have to lean on the left side. Shaila is iter, right? The shaila is the iter. Does he have a chiyuv? So it turns out that yes, the iter could be a nafkamina, the lefty could be a nafkamina between the two taimim, but because chamir sakantim meisura, the Ramah says that the iter, the lefty, should lean on the left side, like the righties, like other people as well, and he should push himself to eat with his right hand, because even if it's not a real derech eres for him, it's not a real derech achila, but for the Seder night, he should be machmir to eat with his right hand in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Heseba.